Well, Montfort was an extraordinary person because although he led a great English political movement, which stood in some ways for England for the English, he wasn't an Englishman at all. He was actually a younger son of a great French nobleman, Simon de Montfort, who led the crusade against the Albigensian heretics in the early 13th century. And Simon's father had a tenuous but briefly recognised claim to the earldom of Leicester. King John had recognised it briefly in the 1200s. And what Simon did as a younger son with no prospects in France was to come to England in 1230 and simply try to make good this family claim to the earldom of Leicester. He was amazingly successful. He had a silver tongue and he was able to charm the king. And in the end, his claim to the earldom of Leicester was recognised. But even more extraordinary, Henry III then married him to his sister, Eleanor, who was the widow of William Marshall, Earl of Pembroke. So from the late 1230s onwards, Montfort is set up in this amazing, wonderful way in England as both the Earl of Leicester on the one hand, and the king's brother-in-law on the other.